This is PA Rebellion, the official podcast of the America First Caucus of Pennsylvania.
All right, folks, here we are again back in Harrisburg this week. Going to kick off another podcast of the America First Caucus. We have Rep. Ryan Warner here, as always, and we have special guest Aaron Bernstein from the, what district are you?
8th Legislative District, Butler and Lawrence County.
Butler and Lawrence. And when I say special guest, I mean
that's
special guest.
That is confirmed, and we are hardcore America's First out in the West,
That
guys.
Is exactly that's right. Out in the West. That's true. Very true.
All of us.
Let's talk Pennsylvania first, right?
Yeah.
Let's talk those Penn State Nittany Lions. So,
do we have to? I haven't eaten yet today. It's rough. We're just going to hope that mine and Warner's texts do not enter the global stratosphere after that game, because it was choice words and words that are not permitted to be said on any of these podcasts, I would think.
No. Absolutely.
It's not good.
But no, not good. But speaking of things not good in Pennsylvania.
Josh Shapiro.
That and some of the bills that we had run on the floor last week. Now, you were instrumental in trying to block some of these. And we were successful, right?
Yeah.
We had some of these bills. And I'm speaking about these anti-gun, anti-Second Amendment bills that ran on the floor last week. And you had a motion, very good motion, to try to stop some of these bills from even running on the floor, which they shouldn't have. You want to run us through the bills in your motion from last week?
Yeah, so I think for people to understand kind of how the sausage is made, when they say what a motion is, it basically is something that you do before a piece of legislation is voted on. So if a bill is considered unconstitutional and the legislature votes on that, you have to have a majority of people that would say it either is constitutional or it is not constitutional. And they voted, so I raised the motion of constitutionality on the anti-2A, anti-Second Amendment gun bills. Everything from what they call red flag laws, which are horrendous, to what they say are making guns into machine guns. I mean, first off, you guys know this, but for folks out there, these Democrats have no idea what they're talking about when it comes to firearms.
No.
And I'll give you an example. It's hilarious. I mean, they said that there would be a firearm that would shoot 900 bullets in a minute. Okay? Like, the gun would literally melt.
There would be no gun.
There would be no gun.
You remember the old cartoons where the barrel
would
just...
Yeah, the barrel went like
that's
that?
That's exactly what it would do.
Yeah. And by the way, half of them over there look like Elmer Fudd, so it'd be the same exact thing, except they don't have the gun, right?
Yeah.
So, especially the guy that actually introduces the bill. So, the thing is, like, they don't even know what they're talking about.
No.
And it's they repeat stuff from the far left. It makes no sense. Not only would there not be a gun if you shot 900 bullets in a minute out, but you also wouldn't have a hand because the entire, like, it just doesn't work like that.
It would be 30 a second?
Yeah, it's just, it's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's impossible.
You couldn't do it, yeah.
So, I mean, you couldn't even put, like, you'd have to, whatever.
Yeah, you couldn't.
But we get the point. The point is, they try to run all these anti-gun bills. So I introduced, and I said, I'd like to make a motion that says these gun laws, this particular one, is unconstitutional because it violates Article 1, Section 21 of the Pennsylvania Constitution that clearly states the right to bear arms shall not be questioned. So it's actually, we don't have a Second Amendment in Pennsylvania. It is much stronger than that.
Correct.
It is shall not be questioned.
Question.
So the Second Amendment matters, right? Mm-hmm. We just call them 2A because it kind of all fits together.
Yep.
But our Constitution is significantly stronger than the Second Amendment. It says the right to bear arms shall not be questioned. So I raised that point. Imagine that. Every Republican stood up and said, that is unconstitutional. That does violate our Pennsylvania Constitution. Shockingly, every single Democrat, including Democrats that say that they are pro-gun, which is complete garbage, they're not, said that this is a constitutional bill. So they believe that that does not violate the Pennsylvania Constitution. They're wrong, and we're going to continue to prove them to be wrong by going out and making the case to people. That then went forward. They passed one of the laws, but the Senate's going to kill it, right? But still, we just didn't want it out. And I think at the end of the day, we need to consistently go out and have the conversation with people about what a Second Amendment law does. Mm. So if I could say one more thing on this, and this is a shout out to the 2A groups out there that did a lot of the work on these things. I've had conversation with them a lot on Second Amendment issues, obviously. It's kind of like my thing, right here in Harrisburg. Do a lot of 2A stuff. We limit ourselves in the terms of the Second Amendment caucus, in terms of Second Amendment issues and pro-gun voters. We limit ourselves to who we think are pro-gun voters, and we need to expand that dramatically. And I give you an example. My mom will probably watch this because she watches everything, so she'll be like, why'd you bring me up in this? But this is a good example. My mom hates guns, does not like them. I carry, obviously. When she sees it on me, she stares at it. She's uncomfortable about it. She just doesn't like them, doesn't want to be around them, doesn't want any of those things. But I travel a lot, and I live in the middle of nowhere. You guys know, right? Oh, yeah. You guys know where I'm at. You've been to my place. So I live in the middle of nowhere. The cops are like 30 minutes away on a good day.
Yeah.
That's if they're close, okay? My mom is not pro. She does not like guns. But my mom loves her grandkids. And my mom wants to be sure that if something happens out there, her grandkids are protected. My mom is then a pro-gun voter that we need to go and have the conversation with and say, hey, Pam Bernstein, this is why these things are important. So we need to expand what we think are the hardcore pro-gun guys that go out and shoot at the range all the time to a person that may not even own a firearm but is a pro-gun voter. We just need to walk them into why they should be and help them understand that process.
Yeah, absolutely. And a couple things you said is one, you have people introducing this legislation that don't understand, that never shot a firearm, held a firearm, know nothing about guns. I mean, one of the keys to me is the left can't define what a woman is, and they also can't define what an assault rifle is, right?
Or a machine gun.
Yeah, they have no idea, right? They don't understand the concept of it. And two, the whole constitutionality of it, right? We mentioned the Pennsylvania Constitution, of course, the United States Constitution. Right. When it comes to gun bills, I will tell you, it's one of the biggest issues that I have with people trying to introduce legislation like was on the floor last week. Look, when our founders created this nation, right, they had this idea that we all don't live the same, right? So each state's going to have – you can have your own individual laws, right? Because, you know, people in Pennsylvania aren't going to live like people in Georgia. So you guys can control yourselves, you know. However, we're going to join together in this union. And when we do this union, there are a certain set of laws that we're all going to abide by, and they're all going to be the same, okay? And one of them is the Second Amendment,
right?
Okay? And it's ridiculous the assault that there is on the Second Amendment. And look, I'll tell you something that's just blatantly unconstitutional. I would love to see Congress do something about it. Is state reciprocity on concealed carry.
Right.
I can travel in, me and Rep. Zanza live by Maryland, right? Mm-hmm. The second I dip into Maryland with a gun in my vehicle or my handgun, I'm now creating a felony.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm the exact opposite, right? Because I have Ohio. So so it's the exact opposite situation.
So just by carrying a gun, which the Second Amendment of the Constitution of the United States of America says cannot be infringed, but if I travel into Maryland,
you're a felon.
And I have a loaded gun on my side, I'm now a felon. Tell me how that makes sense. Tell me how that is not infringing on that right.
And you know, I think the arrogance of the left, and this Mike Jones, our good friend and colleague, always talks about this. He goes, I don't introduce agriculture bills because I don't know anything about agriculture, right? Mike has a business background, finance background, whatever, right? So he focuses on that area. The arrogance of the left of these people that think they understand firearms issues when they have no even understanding of how they tactically or functionally work is unbelievable. And you know, you know what you're good at. We find our niches in these jobs. Mm-hmm. You know, if I have an issue that comes up on you know, something, I know who to go to ask those three or four things. Yep. You've reached out to me on stuff. I've reached out to you. That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. The arrogance of the left says, I know everything, you know nothing, and you will be my subjects. And it is unbelievable of what we have. And there's no difference in that and the exact same thing that Josh Shapiro does in the governor's mansion. It is the same exact thing. Remember, when the left tells you who they are, believe them. They tell you what they're going to do, believe them.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you know, to your point, you know, the left, hey, listen, we are pro-gun. But it's the same rhetoric, right? It's the same orange shirts in the balcony.
In lies.
In lies. It's the same lies. Hey, you know, we're going to do a gun registry. this is going to cut back on gun violence. And it's not. Because we won't have those tough conversations. If you want to go into that troubled community, how do we hold fathers accountable to raise their kids?
Yeah.
How do we hold the school districts? How do we hold the churches to be the church? Mm-hmm. Half the time they chase the church out of these communities.
Yeah.
There's no family. There's just no groundwork there.
Yeah.
And you see where we're at. Let's touch that. But no, they want to go on to some you know, BS gun registry that it affects the three of us, law-abiding citizens. They won't cross that line because it gets back. It's the rhetoric. It's the campaign, right? Hey, we're gonna push this bill for A, B, and C lobbyists are going to give us, and they don't know what they're talking
well,
about.
Well, more of this, and I'll share with you that it's all rhetoric, and I said this on the floor. I don't know if you guys heard this part of it because Democrats were carrying on and pulling their basic nonsense that they did. I'm sure we'll get into that in a little bit. But there was a bill that was passed that basically banned what they say would turn a gun into a machine gun. It's not, but it's a bump stock, okay? By the way, for those out there, and I said it on the House floor because I want it on the record, I lost all of my bump stocks in a tragic boating accident.
Just was that on Lake Erie? Where was that? Where was that at?
Not gonna tell you. I'm just telling you it was a tragic boating accident.
Yeah, the funny thing is, I lend you all my guns that day too.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, took them all with
you. I appreciate. Yeah. Sorry,
you don't have a Venezuelan cousin or nothing.
No,
you?
We're going back and forth. No, we're not doing that. But if I did, we would make sure they came over legally. So, but this was passed in New Jersey and Maryland. Okay, when it passed in New Jersey. Zero guys turned in their bump stocks in the entire state of New Jersey. Now, Maryland did an incredible job getting those things off the streets. You know how many those were? You know how many they got?
Two.
Two. You're wrong. They got three, not
three?
Two.
Wow.
They got three. Okay? So big deal, right?
Yes.
But yeah, that's the point. This is all rhetoric that they push. It's who they are. But remember, when they tell you who they are, believe them.
Yeah, but going back to Rep. DeVanzo's point, right, these bills that they introduce will not stop gun violence.
Right? Look at Chicago, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. So, and I always say, look back at history, folks. Look back at history when guns were so much more prevalent as far as being acceptable in play. Like, read a history book. And at one point, people used to take shotguns on a bus from Philadelphia to go out hunting, right? Like, it was normal, right? Anybody could walk into a hardware store and just go buy a gun, right? Like, without any nothing. Yet, you didn't have psychopaths shooting up schools and, you know, murdering political. Like, you didn't have the violence you had now. So, my point is, it's not the guns, it's your society. And you are looking downstream for an upstream problem, right?
That's a great one. I've never heard that before.
Yeah,
that's a fantastic way to put it.
And that's what you're trying to do.
I used it last week and he
stole it. And I know it's silly, but people always talk about that, you know, if guns kill people, then forks make people fat. But it's a true analogy, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you're going, okay, get rid of all the guns. Guess what? You're still going to have violence. Look at the girl that got stabbed on the subway, right? You're still going to have. You have to do something about your society, your culture, and the mental problems that we have in this country if you want to solve gun violence.
If you're serious about
your gun laws, laws aren't going to do it. And secondly, I mentioned it last week, these were run as a distraction from there not being a budget.
Right? Oh, there's no question.
That's why they ran. But that, you know, that's two points I want to make.
And the other thing that I would tack onto that, guys, is and Ryan, what you said in terms of, you know, the issues and the societal issues that we have, the facts are, look at what happened with Charlie Kirk, okay? And then look at the situations and how it was celebrated by those on the left, okay?
Yeah.
Sickening.
Donald Trump were celebrating when the guy got shot and then almost shot again. You know, celebrating when a Supreme Court justice I mean, there's people that were out there celebrating that the guy almost got killed. He got 8 years for trying to kill several
sprinters.
Are you kidding me?
There's part of your problem.
There's your issue. And they celebrate this stuff. I don't know. You know, I'm pretty active on social media, right? You guys are well aware of that.
We know. We know.
So, you know, like I get probably 2 million hits a month or so, right? People are insane. The messages I get, I've gotten overhead shots of my house, an overhead shot of my house that said, you know, here's Charlie Kirk. You can be like your boy Charlie Kirk next. This is who the left is. They're a violent group of individuals that if I can't talk with you and change your mind, I just want you gone.
Yep.
And they use rhetoric like you're Hitler, you're this. I mean, yes, this is who they are. It's what they're about.
Yes.
And it's constant. And the truth is, we've had it as conservatives. And the people out there, they've had it as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you, listen, you, and you are exactly right. So whenever you call somebody out, that's our first thing. Hey, you're racist. Okay.
Yeah.
Tell me why I'm racist. Because I don't want a biological male in the same restroom with my daughter.
Yeah.
I'm racist. That's the best you can do. Or I don't want to turn the TV on and see, you know, two gay guys kissing at 7 o'clock at night. Hey, why do you care what you do? Why do you care what happened to someone else's bedroom? I don't. Keep it in their bedroom.
Yeah, I don't care.
I don't care what you do in your bedroom. Yeah. I could care less.
Yeah, and by the way, just to that point, that's not a gay thing or a trans thing. It's an over-sexualization thing. Like, I also don't want that of a male and a female when my kids
correct.
Are trying to watch it. Like,
correct.
Like, listen, you know, my kids, they're 10, 8, and 6, right? Like, the 10-year-old's starting to figure, you know, some things out. But, like, I don't want my 8 and 6, and even the 10-year-old. Like, I want to have those conversations. We don't need to be over-sexualizing these kids.
Nope.
And it's because of the absolute perversion of what's happening in society.
Right. Social media doesn't help.
It's a constant push from the left.
Every day.
No, because once they get society to I don't want to say be on their side, but basically be like, okay, just shut up. We're done arguing with you. Like,
yeah, they just want you to put your hands up.
So, one time, you know, gay marriage was a big thing back, you know, in the 90s. I mean, Hillary Clinton was against it. I mean, I remember her coming out. So that was like, I don't think anyone really cares all that.
It's a tamed
issue, right?
Yeah.
But so that's what they always
do whatever
have,
you want.
But they have to push further, right? So, it's to the point, well, now you have to accept men being in women's bathrooms, right? It's always going to be, they have, because if you don't have people out there crying about gay marriage all the time, well, then they're on the same level as you. And they have to be better than you. That's the thing.
Yep.
That's their whole mentality is that, oh, these people on the right, we have to be morally superior than them. So we're going to push this issue. And right now, it's the trans issue is the big thing that they're pushing. And because you're not on the same page as us, we're better than you. And there's always going to – but they will always have – regardless of how extreme it is, they're always going to have an issue that we're better than you are.
Yeah, and I think people – then they get nervous because they don't want to be called out and they don't want to be racist.
And that's their tactic. That's absolutely what they do. But I'll tell you this,
and, you know, we've had all these conversations. Obviously, for those out there, we're all really good friends personally as well. Like we are not allowing these things to happen in society. Yeah. The truth is we need men to be men, right, and step up and say it's not happening anymore.
It's not happening.
And then the other thing is moms are tired of it too. You know, they're sick and tired of that type of nonsense out there.
And two, right? You have the woman of the year was a man 10 years ago, right? And it's just like, how do we, it just doesn't make sense. And then you come on a house floor and they can't even say my mother, birthing person.
No, it's
and yet they won't stand for interrogation. Explain to me what a birthing person is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what it is. No, I can my dad be a birthing person? Well, you know the answer to that. No, you tell me.
Yeah,
you're the ones that are, you claim it. Explain to me what it is.
And then they won't.
They will not do it.
They will not do it. You know why? Because there isn't an answer, guys. There's not an answer.
Yeah. It doesn't matter how much they want to argue. There are biological differences between men and women. And men playing in women's sports is dangerous.
Yep.
And it's a disadvantage to women. And you cannot say you support women.
Can't.
No, you can't.
If you allow men to play in women's. Listen, it never goes the other way. Why doesn't it ever, why does it rarely go the other way, right? You don't see, you don't see it flipped, right?
Never.
It's men playing in women's sports.
Never.
Not women that have transitioned to men playing in men's sports. Why? Explain it to me.
Yeah.
Because there's no benefit. Because they can benefit from it.
Although I'm thinking I probably would have got a little bit more playing time. Probably not. I still wouldn't have.
But I mean, listen, and even to be clear, and, you know, Brielle's in softball, right?
Yeah.
The Pennsylvania State, the Little League team is from Pennsylvania, Johnstown. Josh Shapiro does a TikTok with the championship team, all girls. 3 days later, 3 days before that, he calls us all extremists.
Yep.
So he's a hypocrite.
So hold on.
He's a hypocrite.
Just so people understand. Talk about what he walked through and called us extremists on.
Because we were pushing back the biological males in the sports.
Right.
He said
the Women in Sports Act.
The Women in Sports Act. Anybody who supports keeping biological males out of female sports is an extremist.
Yep.
That's what he calls us.
Yeah.
Right.
But
think about those 12-year-old girls. They don't have a voice to speak for themselves. Mm-hmm. Here's the governor. Here he is. He's got his arm around him, and he's making a big deal.
And your girl can play, right?
Oh, yeah.
She's a player.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Here's the thing. She wouldn't hit a Little League baseball. I mean, like, it's not even close. And now they're 12. Yeah. Think of when they're 17, 18, and in college.
Correct.
Like,
correct.
She, for those that don't know, the girl can really play, right?
Well, she takes after
and
her dad.
She does not. You know? So there's zero chance of that. But, you know, that's the difference, mm-hmm. and this is who they are, right? This is the extremism, but we can't stop talking about it because people try to make you feel uncomfortable.
Correct.
And I tell you, I've just quit giving a darn about it. See, I had to change that because we're on a podcast.
Oh, you can say it. You can say it. You're good. Chuck's got a pause button.
Little pause button. So I just quit caring about it because...
Yeah.
Meaning what people say, because the truth is the truth, guys.
The truth is the
truth. It is what it is.
Yeah.
And we're not going to back down. Those days are over.
No, here's the thing. The governor's so wrong, because that means that 85% of the population in the United States of America are extremists then.
Yeah, well, guess what? Maybe 85% of people, right? When the guy runs for governor next time, should make sure that they don't vote for him.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. So you mentioned not backing down.
Yeah.
Last week on a House floor over these gun bills, one of the Democrat members stood up. And it was just rhetoric after rhetoric. I believe he compared Trump to Hitler.
He did.
He was going on and on.
And let me just add to that, in case you weren't going to hit this part, but he also said, and this is an important one, about taking up arms against tyrants and the tyrants in Washington, D.C. A guy who's been shot at once or shot at once and almost assassinated a second time, he talked about taking up arms against Donald Trump. That's correct.
Yes.
No. So the gentleman, and I'm just going to walk through what I saw, the gentleman that was spoke was walking up the aisle after the speech, and it was just pure rhetoric, right? Just instigating us on a right side.
Terroristic threats with rhetoric, but yeah.
Correct. And one of our members stands up, and he's you know, Scott's not backing down.
Yeah.
It was, you know, I couldn't hear what Scott was saying, but he was just pointing at him. So it goes, they go up into the back, and then when a rhetoric, that's when it really escalated, right? There were people from the Democratic side telling our people to shut the F up and sit down.
Yeah.
You know, that I heard. So the next day, I go home and I read the paper. It talks about fireworks on a House floor and how Barger's finger was in the Democrat member's face.
Yeah.
It was close to his face. And I'm like, you know, you want to talk about free speech, freedom of speech. Do you know why people don't read the paper?
It's not true.
Because it's not. It's garbage in there. And then they bring up racial slurs.
Yeah.
There were no slurs from Mark. I don't know that there was a... I mean, telling someone to shut the F up and sit down, that's not a racial slur.
Right.
Right? That's maybe they were being honest. Hey,
So what Scotty said was, Scott goes... And Scott's a Republican for our team, Scott Barger. And by the way, true patriot, true champion, just salt of the earth guy.
Yes, yes.
Actually, I was previously in radio, previous pastor. You do not get a better human being than him.
Mm-hmm.
But he had it. After you basically said you want to kill the president of the United States of America, he pointed at him and he said, "You're a joke.
Okay.
You're a joke."
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how being a joke is a racist comment.
Yeah,
right?
It isn't.
And it's ridiculous that everything turns into that.
Because that's a tactic of the left.
It's a tactic of the left, right? And for those out there that don't know, I have two, my wife and I, we adopted two kids. They're biracial, half black, half white. My two youngest ones are. We don't deal with that stuff. Like, it's not, like, you know them. You guys have hung out with them.
Absolutely.
Like, they're just kids. Like, there's a difference.
We actually
right?
like the kids better than we like you.
You know? Way better. And especially my wife, too, right?
Yeah,
like, you guys.
Yeah.
So, they just make stuff up
yeah.
when they're wrong. And by the way, his finger wasn't in his face like yeah. this. For those that are just on the podcast, they can't yeah. see, but I'm real close to Van Zandt's face. There was two people in between because of where Barger sits. Yeah. Not even three.
There's three. I think he's second. There's Kuzma. There's Barger.
Yeah, that's right, because he's sitting yeah. next
Stephanie's
Kuzma.
In that row. Yeah, I don't know yeah, if right Chairman Roy's in that row, yeah. but yeah.
So there's three. Like, that would mean that he would have to have arms like Gumby. All right, and that's just yeah. impossible. Actually, like that gun thing. Remember, it would have folded.
Oh yeah, it'd be
like
the arms yeah.
from the Fantastic Four.
Right,
it just points yeah. out. Yeah,
they just lie, and then the media lies yeah. for them. And yeah. then guess what happens? I don't know if you guys know this. Guess what happened the next day? You said you saw that in the paper.
Yeah, yeah.
Guess, do you guys know what happened? You know what he did? You know what Malcolm Kenyatta did? Uh-oh. The one that was popping off? He sent out a fundraising email.
Yeah, on it.
There
on
you
it.
Go.
Okay,
there
like, yeah. this is what it is.
Threatens
they just
the president
lie.
Of the United States.
They yeah, just yeah. lie. Now, let me take it a step further. We talk about not backing down. Let me take it a step further. Several people all around this building that are Republicans go, we just need it to go away. We just need it to go away. I said, no way. Double down and triple down, and here's why. Because even if this goes away, they'll wait for something that doesn't that works.
Or something else
you
that works. You
got to fire back, and you got to say, no way is this happening. It's a lie. It's a falsehood. And and we're coming after you every single time you lie. We're not going to condone it anymore.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've gotten myself into hot water for stuff for not backing down. I don't care. It's the right thing to do.
Correct.
You
correct.
Tell the truth and you let everything sit
that's
where it
exactly
sits.
That's exactly right. Yeah, just calling people out, hold them accountable.
Yeah.
And listen, if...
Yeah. It's not even calling them out, you're just telling the truth.
Correct. But there may be times I'm on the wrong side of something.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, me and you don't always agree yeah, on then stuff. And there's times you call me up and it's like, yeah, Aaron, you know what? You got a good point.
Yeah, there. That's what you're supposed to do,
correct.
Right?
That is exactly...
supposed to do. And
vice
versa.
I don't hate you for that.
Right. Yeah, hate me for other things, not that.
I do got an overview of your house, though. You know.
That's true.
Yeah. But, yeah. I mean, to that point, what happened there on the floor with him, what the governor said, and the rhetoric leading up to the assassination of Charlie Kirk.
Mm-hmm. And after.
Is what, this is what the left has become. Mm-hmm. And I said it before with Representative DeVanzo. I said, do you realize calling us Nazis, especially a guy that would hand you a microphone and be like, here, argue with me or let's talk.
Yeah.
Do you realize how insulting that is to everyone that was part of the Holocaust? Like,
yeah.
do you realize how insulting it is to people yeah. that had to experience the true horror
right.
of what Nazis – I mean, and for you to use that term, for the governor – to call people again, I guarantee that issue is an 80% plus issue.
No
question,
right?
Yeah. Nobody,
and I don't even know the 20 points.
And you correct. Use the word you keep using the words extremists. You know that's one of their tactics.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of their keys. I mean, they always the left has always been the team of word salads, right? Because they live on emotional appeal.
Yep.
And that's why it's so frustrating and hard for us or someone on the right because you're dealing with logic.
Yeah.
Right, you say X, Y, and Z, and you're looking at things from a practical, logical standpoint, and that's why people well, we got to ban the guns. They think that they're saving lives, and they
yeah.
think without understanding. Again, I think so many times, you know, you're looking downstream for an upstream problem, right?
Yeah.
But it's an awful tactic, but they're losing. Okay,
and I'll challenge yeah. you on this, and this is what I tell people all the time. They say, well, the rhetoric doesn't lead to it. I said, let me lay this out for you. Do you believe that Nazis and Adolf Hitler, that anything should have been done, regardless of the consequences, to keep them from coming to power? And everybody's answer is yes, right? So if you call someone that would include doing anything possible, including killing them,
mm-hmm.
to make sure that they didn't come to power.
Yes.
It's exactly what they're saying. And then we call it out, and they say, well, you just don't understand. I said, no, I understand exactly, and I know what you're saying, and I'm going to call you out for saying it.
But the hypocrisy of it is what they stand for and what they want from government is more closely aligned
right.
with fascism and Nazism than we are. We're basically like, hey, everyone do their own thing.
Do
we don't want government
want
involved. They basically want federal government in control of everything, and don't you dare question it. The government knows better than you. It knows
yeah.
better than your doctor. It knows better than your coach.
Yes.
It knows better than parents. It knows better than teachers, right?
Yeah. COVID.
You listen.
Right? COVID.
Yeah, and if not, you're going to pay the consequences. And we saw that firsthand. And it's like, it's so hypocritical
yep.
for them to use that term. I'm like, That's really you, and you're celebrating the assassination of a political foe, which, by the way, that's how Hitler came into power, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's what he did. He killed people that didn't agree with him, mm-hmm. and you're out there celebrating. And I'll tell you why it hurts so bad. You have children.
Yeah.
You have children.
Yeah.
I have children. Charlie Kirk assassinated in front of his wife and kids.
Yep.
People celebrating it.
Yeah.
Celebrating. You know why? And seeing people that I know personally.
Same.
And anyone, seeing people post and celebrating his death online, that means they'd celebrate if you were killed,
yep.
if you were killed,
killed
or if I was killed.
Yep.
And you know how freaking sickening that is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is absolutely vile and sickening to even anyone that says, oh, I think it was bad, but. No, but. Charlie Kirk did not do anything wrong, nor even closely deserve to be assassinated because you disagreed with him.
Yep. Yeah.
And he handed you a mic and allowed you to argue, and you couldn't argue with him. He was effective. That's why you killed him.
That's why you killed him. Yep. That's exactly
Yeah, because he was doing the job.
That's why you killed him.
He was doing the job.
That's you exactly. could not argue against him.
Yep. And you know, the threats I've got, those types of things, like, it's unbelievable, okay? And it's, you know, I don't publish them, I don't whatever, right? Because it's just not worth it. You know, we flip those over to the authorities and they handle that stuff. But I'll tell you, it is, you know, they would absolutely celebrate that, Warner. They would absolutely,
absolutely.
Celebrate that, Devin. And here's why. Because as all you are to them is a means to an end. Right?
Oh, it is.
Like,
yes,
if
yes,
I can
yes.
get rid of you, I can replace you with somebody else that isn't as bad or is whatever. They know somebody else is going to come up into the role, but you're gone and you're being effective. So now I can unload you. And listen, when I get those things and I get those messages, I literally am like, well, that means I must be doing something right.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah.
One other point. I know we're going to be short on time here. We have to get back to the floor because we have such. You know, important work to do to go
oh, you know what we're doing today.
While we don't have a budget.
You know what, I hate to interrupt, but this is way more important than what you're going to say. Today, we're voting
custody?
On the...
Is that
no,
what today?
Monarch Butterfly today.
Monarch Butterfly.
So,
that's...
So hurry your comments is what I'm telling you.
Yeah.
It's important.
Yeah. You know, but we do... Rhett Bernstein, I want to thank you for coming out.
Thank you.
On the show today. Love to have you back. And, you know, a lot of good points brought up here. But we can't let down the fight.
No, we got to be after it. And for those that are out there listening and are in these two guys' district, Eric DeVanzo and Warner, these two guys are patriots. They're out fighting every single day. There's a lot of us here, even on the Republican side, that are not. I can tell you these two are, without question. They're getting after it. They're not backing down, and they're stepping up and doing the right things. And I'm proud to be not just a colleague of your guys, but a friend of you guys as well.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to another episode
another
of the America
one.
First of Pennsylvania yeah. podcast.
Well, hopefully one of these days we come back and we can discuss a budget that we, you know,
yeah.
get something going on.
Or
but
a Penn State win. Either one would be fine.
Well, probably a Penn one State win before the budget. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. That'll be the bet. Who's,
but hey, I mean,
happen?
I guess a budget would entail the governor actually coming to Pennsylvania. And
that's true because he's not here ever.
No. Yeah. Worried about that national image.
That's, hey, when that's all you care about. And
it shows.
It shows. And the results show too.
Yeah. No doubt. All right, fellas.
Thanks, boys.
Thank you.